everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Light Shift, and have another hour session here of healing. So what we do is bring in divine energies into your living room so that you're able to experience them and have healings with them. And since the light only works in the now, what I recommend people doing is just requesting their healings. This is even after the show. And if you don't have a result in maybe the first couple minutes or so, then request again. Because the light always sees you as perfect. So if you have a sore foot or something and it hurts and you request a healing, if you don't have the results, then ask again. And keep asking, because the light beings will not go past your initial intention. So if you asked once and they did their work on you one time, they may have thought it was perfect for you until you ask again. So that's how the divine works. And like I said, the divine only works in the now. They don't work in the future or the past. And so what we're going to do, first of all, I'd like to have everybody, we'll do some energy work, but everybody get a glass of water ready. And we'll do some water charging. And also, scroll down and go to my Friday night schedule and click on the light beam. She's also on the other schedule too, on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And just go down, click on it, and go down, and you're going to see this beautiful light beam, and we're going to be having her come into your living room or the room that your computer's in off the monitor, and we'll charge her up, and she'll be able to do some healings with you also. And this is one of the light beams from the Creation Light Ship. And just a little quick introduction. The light ship only comes here once every 2,000 years. This is the light ship that Jesus used, that he came from for his healings when he was here 2,000 years ago. And he was teaching ascension practices, ascension healings, and attunements, along with his physical healings with people. And this is kind of the same process that we're doing this time. So here we go. We're going to first do some energy work and get your glass of water ready. We'll do some charging probably in about 15 minutes here. And the first thing that I always like to do is get rid of entities from people. Entities will mess your days up, so they can come into your body and get you off your conscious path of whatever you choose to do. They can have you buy things that you don't want to have in your life. So it's just best to be with yourself and not having something else controlling your body. Remember, your body is, in a sense, a host to energies, and your spirit should be in it 100% all the time, but unfortunately, because of the way life is here on this planet, with all the traumatic situations that people go through, we lose our spirit energy, because the spirit cannot and will not come into densities. So if you have any type of physical pain, it will not come into you. It'll leave. Little parts of it will leave, little fragments. And they may not want to come back. They get traumatized. They don't want to come back to this density. So right now we're just clearing away these entities. Their emotional bodies of dead people. And these people now are being released from you. And just kind of sit back and relax. And right now we're about ready to bring your spirit into your bodies. So we're collecting these spirit fragments that left from the pain and trauma, fear, and we're doing a complete healing on them. And there could be thousands of them that took off. Remember, each time you look out of your eyes, you're being turned off and on continuously, and because you're a vibration. So you don't know how many times these little fragments are looking out, and if one of those frames has some kind of fear or trauma, that little part of you is going to leave. And here's a lot of your spirit energy being collected around you. You might feel a warmth around your body, a beautiful presence of energy. This is you, your spirit. This is what looks out of your eyes. This is what's supposed to give you the guidance that you ask for. And the guidance is not inside of your head, it's in your heart center. So the first thing we're going to do now is bring back more of yourself to you. So I'll just count to 10, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. The light ship is doing this for you. So I'll count to 10 and attend these fragments of you, these little bits and pieces that have left from trauma will come back to you right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Great. And I'll just do one more clearing here. And most people are about 20% in their body. And if they're 20% in their body, then that means what's in the other 80%? It's not you. And so right now we're clearing out what's not you to bring you back into more wholeness here. There we go. And these energies are being healed, these emotional bodies, and they're being sent back to be integrated with the earth. Because they are an earth-based energy, but they're healed before they get returned to the earth. The earth doesn't need any more traumatic energies being sent to it here. And discordant thought forms, so they're actually put back into balance. So here we go. And there's more of you around you now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time here. If anybody has any questions, you can call in about 5 minutes. It's a toll-free number. I'm still doing clearing on you as I'm talking. And the toll-free number for the United States here is 877-876-5227. That's 876-5227. And my website, if you're interested, is creationlightship.com. And I have a toll-free number that's also on the screen here. I won't give you too much information here because you still want to have healings here and don't want you to become distracted. But I do one-hour healing sessions for $20. And you're being worked with on the light ship with these light beings. You can have a sample of that this evening. And it's a one-hour session held on Mondays and Fridays at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Here we go. This feels very good. So again, just sit back and relax, and here comes more of your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. What we're going to do now is integrate the new parts of you with the old parts in your body. So we're doing integration right now and putting it in your body properly. There we go. You can come into your body wrong and not really know it, but you may feel wrong. You may feel a little out of kilter, like maybe you had a bad hair day. You may not be able to get your energy going in your body, so you definitely want to ask your spirit now and then to come into your body properly, and it will do that. Okay, we can do some water charging right now. So what I want to do is activate this beautiful light beam on your computer screen now. And so if you're not there, just go on to the schedule page, and you can select Wednesday, or if you're on late night, just go to Friday at 9:30 and click on my site here. And then just scroll down, and you see a beautiful light beam. If not, just go to the regular nights, which would be Wednesday and Saturdays, and click on my site too. It'll be under Creation Lightship. And hopefully you're all there right now. And this light beam is going to be displaying herself to you. She'll bring her spirit essence energy into this photograph. And just kind of sit back and relax. And she's coming right now. And this will take about a minute for her to energize the photograph. Just kind of watch your screen right now. And you're going to watch her change. The vibrations around her head is going to change. These beautiful light rays. You're going to see her eyes change a little bit. She'll start emitting light out of her eyes. Her mouth will begin to have a little smile on it, like it's more of a three-dimensional image now. And she's starting now to kind of lift off the monitor screen a little bit here. There we go. And she's taking on almost like a human personality right now as she's looking at us here. And so you can request some healing if you like right now. And I'll put the line on mute for about a minute so you can just have this personal experience here. So request your healings and she'll work with you right now. Okay, and so now what you can do is get your glass of water in your hand, and what you want to do is just probably put it in front of you on a table or just hold it in front of yourself and put one hand on each side of the glass, and we'll just have this light beam help us charge up this water for us here. And so I'll just mute my line and I'll be back in about a minute here, and you may start feeling your hands pulsate and vibrate. And the water will actually taste a little different when we get done with this process here. So kind of keep a mental note of what's happening and feel the vibrations going through your body right now. And I'll be back, like I said, in about a minute. This is your own personal experience. Okay, I'm feeling a lot of vibrations myself right now. And for most people, the water will tend to taste a little sweeter. I've had people mention that the chlorine got eliminated out of their water. And for me, almost all the time, it's just very, very juicy. Living here in Mount Shasta, we don't have anything in our water, so it's just pure water out of the ground. So, and we're about ready right now. And yeah, she says she's done. So if you like, just take a sip of your water now. And just do a sampling of how it tastes.
Ron?
Yes.
We do have a caller. I don't know how to use the beeping in yet, so I kind of have to announce the call.
Okay.
All right, I'll put them on.
Okay, great. Hello. Here we have a caller. Hello, caller. Are you
Hello?
There?
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Okay, caller? 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 Are you there?
Caller? I'm here.
You're there? Can everybody hear each other?
That's great. I can hear.
Can she hear you?
Hi, Ron. It's Jara calling from Toronto. I just want to thank you for all the work that you're doing, and we can barely hear you. Is there any way you can speak up?
I can turn it up, I think.
Okay, so
okay.
Maybe you can comment on how the voice... I'll just talk like I normally talk here.
Okay, it's really low, sweetie.
How's that, caller?
Okay, how's it sounding? Is it sounding okay?
I have my computer turned off to talk, so.
Can you guys hear? You guys hear each other though?
I can hear.
I can hear
Ron. Yes.
Okay. Before she came in, pretty good.
Okay. How's that?
I'm not hearing anything on the line.
Her voice is much louder than yours.
Can't
her
hear
voice
me?
Is louder than mine, Anjali says.
Okay, caller. How's that?
Hello?
I can hear him now, yes.
Hello, how am I doing?
You're great.
Okay, so we hear each other now?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll let you go, Ron, so you can get back to your healing work. I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay, are we good?
I hear
the audio
you
now.
So I'm gonna go.
And.
Stop it.
So, can you let me know, Don, when we're ready here? I can just.
Okay. I'm curious. Might as well. If you got a few moments, can you hear
no problem.
Me? Can you hear me okay? Are you hearing me?
I can hear you fine, Don.
Okay, so you actually do hear me good.
And yeah, so you're like we were when we talked earlier, no problem.
Okay, and you heard her fairly good?
I turned my computer on and I could hear her.
But you couldn't hear it through the...
Well, I can hear myself on my computer.
Okay.
And I think she hung up.
Yeah, she did.
Okay. So hopefully we're loud enough. I'll check my computer here.
Okay.
My delay is about maybe a half a minute off, so. Yeah, my voice and your voice sound the same on my computer. So we'll just do some more clearing here. Some empathy work here and releasing some energies from people. And we'll get them more in their bodies, so. There we go, and hopefully you heard the water charging. If not, we'll do it again here. So just go to your computer screen and get this beautiful light beam in front of you. You can just click on my show and then scroll down a little ways, and she'll show you her face. Very beautiful. She's charged up now, so she's actually talking through me in a sense. She's going to radiate more energy out of the auric field around her. These light rays will start to emit more light. And she's now charging up her eyes for us here. So what's actually happening is that the light beam is now transferring her energy from the creation light ship into this photograph for us to view her. And she will look pretty much three-dimensional. And she's starting to lift her face off a little bit off the monitor screen. And she'll start to smile more. And she'll fill your whole room with this beautiful love energy. And so, if you didn't do the water charging earlier, just take the water glass in your hands now. Just put one hand on each side of the water glass. And it takes about a minute, and she'll help you charge the water for you to drink. This water will work for maybe one day. I would not add the water to anything else, just keep it the way it is, because it's a perfect, she uses the word specimen of divine water for you. It's designed just for you only, because they're taking into account your body energetics now, and this water will have light energy into it. And we use the term liquid light energy. And about another 20 seconds, she's telling me. And in most cases, for myself anyway, the water is very juicy as I drink it. It goes right on down. And it just like vacates your mouth instantly because your body wants it so desperately because it's so much high resonance into the water. Okay, you can take another sip of your water if you like. And if anyone else would like to call in and just kind of indicate what they sense of the water, or if they have any questions, that would be fine too. And we're going to continue some healing now. And so I'm getting a picture of somebody who possibly has a knee problem. So what we're going to do now is do some healing. So we'll go up to the creation light shift now. So these healings only work when I'm online live with people. The light shift healings on the light shift will not work in the archives but they do work live. The other healings and the water charging will work. So here we go. We're going up right now to the light shift. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along to offer healing to, they'll come up with us graciously. They love going up to the light ship. Just think of them in your consciousness. I've had all different types of animals. I've had horses. As I'm looking here, I've had chipmunks. You know, I had birds naturally and dogs and cats. So all these love to go up and have their healings. Okay, we're there now. And you're having your body scanned. It's a very high-tech process. This is creation energy itself, working with technologies to help us do healings here. And now we're going into the orientation room where we're selecting our doctor teams. And remember, we're out of time. We're vibration, so we get turned off and on, off and on, off and on continuously. And we don't understand that down here. Because as you open your eyes or you have your sensations that you have, your different senses, you think that you're always here, but you're not. And when we're not here, we're transported in this beautiful white light tunnel, this beautiful love energy to the creation light ship for healings. And we're there now, and we're going into a room, and like I mentioned before, I saw knee problems. I see somebody with a back problem. Maybe their back is hurting, so they're going to be doing work there. They do many things on us, and we're up there, and they only work with what we want to have done to us here. It's all free choice. Like I said earlier, they will not go past the healings unless we ask for complete healing. So they don't want to go past our free will. And some people don't want to have a complete healing. They want to go through the pain and try to figure out why they have their process. And that's perfectly okay, too. And they will not take that away from you. It's whatever your belief system is. For my belief system, I want to be healed, so I don't want to go through the reason how and why things happen to me. It's meaningless to me. I don't need to understand anything. I just want to get fixed. So for me, it's right to the point, from point A to point B. So here we go. They're working on our knees right now. You may feel knee energies in your body. When we work with groups of people, they put our consciousness to that area. And what normally happens is, in fact, all the time, I have a delay of about 2 to 3 seconds from what they're doing on us. So when I see it, it's already being done to you. I see them now working on our teeth. And so there's many teams working on us. And since we're out of time, they can do many things at once. They're working on our teeth. I'm seeing molars being worked with right now. They can do jaw adjustments. If you have a problem with TMJ, just request it. And each room that you go in, you want to request your healing. So I just keep requesting maybe every minute or two. And sample what's wrong with you. See if it's improved or not, okay? And the energies will continuously work with you. What happens is some people will say, well, I've been up on the ship and I have this problem and it's a little bit better, but it's not fixed. Well, what happens is on the creation light shift, they do work with you, and they will fix it to the extent of what your belief system is. If you want to fix it all the way, they will. But what happens is when you come back to this earth density, the emotional energy around you, which caused the problem to begin with, which basically is your ancestors' belief systems, which is densities, judgments, can pull the healing out of whack. And you may get 100% healing on the light ship, but when you come into these lower densities here, then at that point, sometimes the healings will not be as effective. And then again, I have had people have a perfect healing in a 10-minute session, you know, 100% healing. So it's hard to say, you know, how and why, but that's the basic reason. And then it depends how much you're in your body also, because the divine gives you the energy. It comes down to you. But if you're not in your body enough to hold the energy, then you're not going to have your healing. So remember, your spirit's only here to experience life, to help the body heal. And along with that, your spirit is able to live in this realm and to see, look out of your eyes and see the beauty here. So we're going into another location, and this location is where they have the beautiful swimming pool. The swimming pool is liquid light energy water, kind of much like what you're drinking. It's silver up on the ship. It sparkles like diamonds, has no physical weight to it at all, and you can breathe underwater perfectly fine and see forever. So now we're in this beautiful water now, and it's a perfect temperature for us. And coming to us now are these beautiful dolphin light being doctors. And like I said in other shows, these energies will take on their bodies for the next incarnation. So the dolphins have not been incarnated yet. They were created, and they're created as dolphins, but they haven't incarnated to, say, a planet yet. They will in the next lifetime. And so all these light beings are, in a sense, like a virgin creation. And they do pick on and take on the energies of what they're going to be incarnating into. There's dolphins, there's whales, there's orbs, there's crystals, many things that are very familiar to us, plus a whole lot of other type of life forms. So we're in the water right now, and I'm just going to mute the line for about a minute. And definitely, again, request your healing. If I have any seers on the line or feelers, you're going to be able to sense these beautiful dolphins. A lot of people who have commented on it, so they could feel their skin is very, very soft, very smooth. Sometimes you may get a telepathic message from them down here. And I'm going to bring in the energy of these beautiful dolphins to us here. So they're going to come into your living room right now. So just sit back and relax. Like I said, there's nothing for you to do. And there's no belief system that you need, because you're part of the divine and the divine is helping you. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll just mute my line for a minute here, and this is your own personal experience, and just request your healing and sit back and relax. Okay, we'll go to another location now, and this is the room where they have the beautiful crystal geode, and there's billions of small little crystal spirits in this room. Each one is conscious, and they're going to be working with you. So as you communicate with them using mental telepathy, they're going to light up and form different colors so you can acknowledge that they're acknowledging you. And again, request your healings, and we'll bring in that beautiful crystal energy down here for us to experience. And the reason why I use the word stronger each time is because you have to command the energy to come in. And this is what I'm doing here, much like Jesus did when he did his miracle healings too. So here we go, and everything is a command. It's not an asking or please. It's just a command to have this energy work for you. So here comes this energy. I'm connecting to it on the Creation Light Ship right now. And I am a doctor on the ship. I live there, say 24/7, and I'm also here in the body on the earth here. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll let you have this as a personal experience again. So, again, sit back and relax and request your healings. Okay. And we're going to go to another location on the Creation Lightship. And this is a very special location. And this is their food court. So everybody kind of pay close attention now. We're going to go to a special room, and it's very similar to what we'd have in a large shopping mall, where they have a gigantic food court. And remember, these light beings, some of them eat food because they're in physical life forms, 3D, like we have here. This is how they're materializing, so we can see them up there. And they do have to eat, and there are beings that don't eat at all. But the ones that do eat have food, and most of the food is very, very small portions. And sometimes the food that you eat is the size of a piece of rice and maybe a size of a pea. So what we're going to do first, since I love to eat chocolate, is we're going to go to their little concession stand. We'll use that terminology. And they have chocolate up there. So what they're going to give us first is a little piece of chocolate. Again, it's about the size of a pea. And this piece is going to be bittersweet chocolate. So they're putting it into our palm of our hand right now. We're picking it up and looking at it and feeling the vibration on it up on the ship. It actually glows. And it is the same color of our chocolate down here. You know, it's a dark brown, black colored chocolate. And now we're putting it into our mouth on our tongue. And now we have it inside of our mouth. And you might find your saliva changing down here. Mine's doing it instantly right now. And so we'll just ingest this now. And next we're going to get a piece of really, really sweet chocolate. And again, it's a smaller size, just like we had before. And size of a pea. And we're looking at it, and we're all kind of laughing up there and smiling. And remember, I'm seeing us up there and bringing the information down here because you're up there physically. And now we're putting it inside of our mouth on our tongue. And now this is a very, very sweet chocolate that they have on the ship. And next we're going to have a piece of white chocolate. And again, it's white in color, the size of a pea. And now we're putting that on our tongue. And you can have this experience now and see how your saliva is. Almost everybody who goes to the food court will actually feel their saliva change as they eat different types of food. And you can feel the energy in your body as your body resonates to this high-frequency food that we're eating. And you may start feeling full in about 5 minutes from now. Okay, we're going to go to another location. We're walking down, and to our right is the food court, the different, I'll use the word concession stands to make it in our terminology here. And on the left, as you look out, you're seeing lots of tables, different heights, and it's all different types of light beings there. It's just very, very beautiful. Each one has their own glow around them. It's almost breathtaking. And we're going to the next stand, and this stand has their like fruit juices. So they don't give us too much. It's like a little, like the size of a thimble. It's about a half a teaspoon. Remember, these energies are very potent, the foods that we eat up there. And this one here is a really dark colored, looks like it's really, really deep red. And we're taking that right now, a little teaspoon of it in a small little container. And we're swallowing that right now. And it tastes very good also. And you may feel your body down here surge with energy. And now they're giving us one that looks orange in color. And again, it's about a half a teaspoon. And we're having that right now. And now they're bringing one over that's kind of a bright yellow. And again, it's a half a teaspoon, and we're having that right now. There we go. Okay, we'll go to one other location. And for myself, I feel like I'm about half full. So you can just sample that for yourself. We're going now to another location. And this is where they have kind of like fruits and vegetables. And again, it's just very, very small portions. And it's like another half a teaspoon of something. They give us something that's like granola in a sense, but it's very high vibrational, energetic food, so we can take some of this right now. And it is physical. It's kind of crunchy tasting. And it just kind of melts in your mouth once your saliva hits it. And that was very good. We'll try something else now. They're going to give us something that looks like a peach, but it's very, very small again. And we're going to have a piece of that. There's no seed inside of it. Like a real little miniature peach. And next we're going to have another piece of their fruit. Looks like a strawberry. And now we're having that right now. And I'm feeling kind of full. And they're going to take us to one other stand now. This stand has, looks like soups. So we're having this one soup now. It's very, very thick. Again, it's about a half a teaspoon. And it kind of looks like a split pea soup in a way. It's a green colored soup. You can see like little golden specks of energy lighting up as it, kind of like a starburst as it comes out of the soup. Kind of like a sparkler at the 4th of July. And we're taking that now and ingesting that. And that's very good. And now we're having something else coming over here. And this soup kind of is another, it's kind of like orangish yellow. Again, it's about a half a teaspoon. And we're having that right now. And that's wonderful. Okay. So I'm actually feeling very full. I imagine you people are too. So now we're going to leave the food court. And we're going to go to the procedure rooms again for more healings. So we're going into a room where they're going to be working with our joints. Right off the bat, they work with our hip joints. Those are the most important things that they feel we need to have worked on first during this short session here. So they're working with our hips. They're checking out for back pain. So they're going into another location with us. And this location is where they're going to release physical body pain out of our bodies. And like I said, again, there's many modalities in this room. So if you have any physical pain in your body, request it now. And I'm going to bring in another divine energy. And I'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. The light beings are doing this all for you. All you have to do is request your healings. So here comes Mother Mary into your living room. This is her first cause energy from the creation light ship. This is where all creation is, where it starts from. And here she comes. It's her first cause, initial creation energy, when she's created a long time ago. So here she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, you can request healings from Mother Mary and also guidance too. And I'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, so we're going to go to another location, and this location is a round sphere. It's about 10 foot in diameter. It's their hyperbaric oxygen chamber. This is where they force oxygen into your body under pressure. So they're putting this beautiful colored purple gel on us right now. And we're going in there, and they'll start doing this procedure on us. And I'll just talk about the Creation Lightship a little bit here and what I offer during this session here. So I offer many sessions. Lightship healings start off at $20. Those are 1 hour in length. Very, very affordable. You go to the Creation Lightship like we're doing right now, and they do 1 hour of healing on you. I also bring in the divine energies like we have now, like with Mother Mary here in your living room. From there, I do emotional healings for people. Like I tell everyone, if you only see me one time at all in your lifetime, do your emotional healing. And it takes about an hour to do over the telephone. All of my healings are over the phone. And I charge $5 for each year of your life. So if you say the age of 40, multiply that by 5, it's $200. If you happen to be 60 years and older, then the most I charge is $300. So all the years over 60 are free. And what the healing does, it heals your emotional body of all the imprintings that it had in this lifetime. It heals your spirit, because your spirit has to be healed in order to bring the energy to you for healing. That's why you don't heal, one of the reasons. Because if your spirit is wounded, has traumas, then the divine can't come into judgment. And your spirit, if it's in judgment, it can't come into that either. So your spirit is wounded just like you are, and it gets imprinted with the emotional energies from the emotional body. And then, again, the emotional body also imprints into your physical body, into your cellular structure. So that also gets healed during the session. So it does actually three healings at one time. And what will happen is I've worked with many, many people doing this healing. I can do it remotely to anybody. I do it for people who have maybe children who are in college. I do it for grandparents. Bosses will actually pay to have their employees done. Just many, many people. And this healing is so beneficial that what happens is during the session, you normally get very relaxed after the first few minutes. And anything that you looked at in your life or that you dealt with that's bothering you, that will recycle, because it has to recycle to get out of your body. Your body will kill itself to get well, and that's kind of the abrupt way of looking at it. But your body is trying to get rid of and eliminating these blocked energies. And they're all a gift from your ancestors. They programmed them, these thoughts of discordant energies, false thinking, into your bodies. And in this lifetime, your body's here to get rid of them. So the history of what happened to you in the past always gets recycled. And if you dealt with something maybe 5 years ago, it may come up this year. And the more the body wants to get rid of it, the sooner this reoccurrence is going to happen. And like I tell people, if you see something happening outside of yourself or someone else, similar incidences like three times in a row, watch out. It's on your doorstep. And you better pay attention to what's happening, because your body's next will probably sabotage itself to heal itself. So you don't want to get into a car accident or something. But basically, these energies that I release from you is instantaneous. The light beings pull up your complete database of who you are. Remember, they created you. They know everything about you. And these energies are released from you in this lifetime. It's an instantaneous divine healing. There's nothing for you to do. And after the healing, after about the hour, when the hour is done, you feel very relaxed. You can look upon your past life, in this lifetime, and there's nothing there that's going to cause you pain and trauma or fear. You may see something happening, like maybe a car wreck that you were traumatized with, and you're going to say, oh, well, I had a car wreck, big deal. And that's what happens to everybody. I'll do a sample healing here of an emotional healing for everyone. So again, there's nothing for you to do. You don't need any kind of belief system, because the light beings are doing this for you. This is an instantaneous divine healing done in grace. So here we go. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. So that was from this point in time to your last birthday. I'm going to go back 1 year from your last birthday. on complete year. Sixth chakra replaces zero chart, fifth replaces zero chart, fourth replaces zero chart, third replaces zero chart, second replaces zero chart, first replaces zero charge. And one more year back, sixth chakra replaces zero chart, fifth replaces zero chart, fourth replaces zero chart, third replaces zero chart, second replaces zero chart, first replaces zero charge. And one more year back, sixth replaces zero chart, fifth replaces zero chart, fourth replaces zero chart, third replaces zero chart, second replaces zero chart, first replaces zero charge. There you go. So what you can do now is just sit back and relax and close your eyes. And I'd like you to look at something that happened to you, say in the last 3 years, that caused you fear, anxiety, emotional distress, anything like that. I'm sure you have one or two of these incidences here, if you're like most people. And look at it right now, and I'm going to mute the line so you can have your own personal space, and it should look very, very distant to you. So I'll see you back in about a half a minute. Okay, and so you should feel free of that event that happened to you. If it's something that reoccurred year after year after year after year, it won't be quite as distant. But if it's just maybe a one-time process or happened maybe off and on, same scenario, then it will be released from you. This healing is about a 90% effective healing right now. When I do your complete life, I go over many times and scan the different years, and the light beings make sure that it's released completely out of your energetic system. I'm going to do one other healing for you. This is a pain body healing. You have a body that collects pain. So if you had any pain in the past, a broken arm or something like that, or maybe a knee that got broken or torn cartilage or something, your body still stores that energy. And this pain body collects it and hangs on to it. And this is another reason why people don't heal. So here we go. Going from this point in time back to your last birthday. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Next year back for one full year from your last birthday. Sixth replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Next year back, again, one full year, sixth replaces zero charge, fifth replaces zero charge, fourth replaces zero charge, third replaces zero charge, second replaces zero charge, first replaces zero charge. And again, sixth replaces zero charge, fifth replaces zero charge, fourth replaces zero charge, third replaces zero charge, second replaces zero charge, first replaces zero charge. Okay. And you should feel your body probably getting more energy into it. You may not have a sensation of thinking about the pain looking at it, but you should feel more energy coming into your body. A lot of people who have this healing will actually feel their body go through energetic changes. They'll feel like waves of heat go through their body. You may have tingles. And this is kind of how this healing works here. Again, it's the divine doing healings on you. And all these healings are geared for the ascension process to make you more whole and complete when the ascension time comes. So this is what the light ship is here to do. And the light ship is doing the ascension for the whole universe, and it's here to help us out now. And what we're going to do next is one other healing. And this is a little different. We're going to connect you from your consciousness in your head and move it into your heart center. And you're still on the light ship having physical healing done, so do request more healings if you need anything else done to you. So I'm going to count to from 10 down to 1. You can visualize the elevator. 10th floor is in your head, we'll say on your forehead, and the first floor is in your heart. And here we go. I'm going to drop you down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. I'll do it one more time here. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Now I'll just put my line on mute here, and you can ask your spirit. Now this is where your spirit resides. You can ask them to turn the volume up if you don't hear your spirit talking to you. And get your guidance now. And you should feel very centered, very self-contained. And I'll give you a minute to contemplate this energy. Okay, back again. So you should stay connected to your heart center, probably, imagine, for about an hour after this show ends here. So just try to stay in there. Don't get upset. If you get upset, you leave. Just kind of stay in this state of bliss here. It's a very nice energy. This is where you should be all the time. This is where you get your spiritual guidance from. And the light being is still projecting her beautiful light energy into your room. The light ship only uses special light codes for healing. I use the word, they heal in the language of light. And like I said, it's the light only works in the now. So I do many different types of sessions. I just got more information on different types of ascension healings. I'll be doing probably about 20 new different types of sessions for healing. Right now I'm putting together what the light beings would like me to do down here for people. I'll probably be offering sessions that would contain maybe three or four healings in one session, which would probably be an hour session. And it's quite interesting because all these healings are geared for becoming multidimensional. So the best thing I guess is to do with your life, if you can, get your emotional years cleared. I do a feeling body. The feeling body is a little different than the emotions. I'll do a quick sample here for you. Now, the emotion is, let's say that you're going to put your finger into a flame on your stove. And all of a sudden you do that and you go, oh my God, you know, I shouldn't be doing this, and it's caused me some kind of pain, and that gets imprinted that this was the wrong thing to do. Well, that's the emotions, okay? The experience of what happened to you. Now the feeling body is, oh my God, I got a blister on my finger and my body is really hurting a lot. And that's the feeling aspect. So they're similar, but they're different. And some people live their life not in emotions, but in feelings. And a lot of women, I believe, work that way because they'll go into a room and right away they're sampling with their lower chakras what is in the room. Is the room friendly to them? Are they going to want to be in this room? Is there bad people or good people? And they're using their feelings to sample the energy from the lower chakras. So we're going to do a feeling body clearing right now. And again, this is the divine doing this for you. And they're pulling up your complete database of who you are. And here we go. From right now to your last birthday, sixth chakra, replace your chart, fifth place your chart, fourth place your chart, third place your chart, second place your chart, first place your charge. Again, next year back, one full year, sixth place your chart, fifth place your chart, fourth place your chart, third place your chart, second place your chart, first place your charge. One more year back, 6th place seal chart, 5th place seal chart, 4th place seal chart, 3rd place seal chart, 2nd place seal chart, 1st place seal chart, and one more year. 6th place seal chart, 5th place seal chart, 4th place seal chart, 3rd place seal chart, 2nd place seal chart, 1st place seal charge. Okay, so that's how the feeling body is. And you should feel a little more energy leaving your body. You may feel completely relaxed right now after having the emotion and the feeling body done. So we're going back now on the creation light shift, and they're done working with us. We're going into the next location, which is the orientation room, where we're thanking our doctor teams for working with us tonight. And if we brought any animals or pets up, we're going to have them collected right now and brought to us. So we're thanking these beautiful light beings now. And we have our animals. And right now we're going into the next room, which is the transporter room, and they're placing around us this special healing cocoon of conscious healing energy. And it'll be in your auric field for the next 5 days. And you can request healings. Again, ask more than one time, because light only works in the now. It'll give you the result that it thinks that you requested. And at that point, it won't do anything else. So you want to keep asking. So right now, they're creating this beautiful white light tunnel for you to go down, and they're getting ready to bring you back right now, and you're coming back, and you're coming down, and now you're here. So you're off of the creation light ship right now. You will not be going to it. I'm the only one that can take people up to it. I'm the one that came down here to help facilitate these healings. But the cocoon energy is with you for 5 days to help you heal, so do request your healings. And I do have a toll-free phone number. It's also on the website here. It's 1-877-384-3257. That's 877-384-3257. And my website is creationlightship.com, and you can just tune into that if you like. I have some of my services listed there. I have many more that I'll be adding to it here. There's probably about 20 more additional types of healings that I'll be doing with people. And remember, these are all instantaneous healings. There's nothing for you to deprogram, to work through. And it works one time, and that's it. So I want to thank all of you for being with me tonight. It's been a wonderful evening. I feel quite full after going to the food court. And I imagine you probably feel the same, and enjoy drinking your water. And this beautiful light beam will be activated for about a half an hour more on your monitor screen, and she'll do healings with you. So remember, request your healings. And if you could, give me an email. My email address is healings@creationlightship.com. Very simple, healings@creationlightship.com. I'd like to hear from all of you on how you like this show and what type of healings you had. I'd really appreciate that, because that's my only connection between yourself and me after the show's over with. So I appreciate that, and hope all of you had a wonderful healing tonight. And blessings to all of you. And this is Ron, and I guess I'm signing off, and I want to thank Don, DBS Radio, for producing this show and allowing us to be on here, all these healers that are on his show, and I really enjoy it, and it's nice to get out to people. And have a very nice evening, and we'll see you next, which will be on tomorrow night. I'll be on the show, which is Saturday, and the time, I'm not sure of its exact minute, but you can check your schedule there. Yeah, Saturday at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Okay, thank you for coming on, and we'll see you later. Bye.